touchdown in the first half. How cool was that?
Awesome. Hat trick. He's been working hard. You know, each year he's gotten better. Seems like each week he's getting more comfortable and confident. You know, he's been begging for some goal line runs, and we gave it to him, and he got his touchdown down there, the long one. And then he found a way on that the first touchdown in the first quarter there. So can't be more happier for him and more proud of him. And, you know, he just continues to make plays for us.
How's the hand?
It's good. Feels great. Yeah. Yeah.
Through that pass to Ty Johnson on the before the James Cook 1 yard run, like what happened on that play?
Yeah, I mean, motioned him out there. We motioned Khalil across. You know, was feeling some sort of zone. Progressed it right to left. Had a little bit of just movement. Rolled out right. I saw the deep safety kind of, you know, jump something underneath. I saw Ty one on one with a backer. Felt like he kind of slipped inside. I just gave him a catchable ball, and he went up and made a play.
James Cook touchdown catch on that fourth down. Is there patience required to let him get out the flat?
So yeah, he has to find a way there. We had a lot of trust in him there. You know, I messed up the call, you know, before the timeout. Fortunately, called the same play, and they changed the defense to really the defense that we were hoping to get. So it worked out, but can't be taking timeouts on the first drive. But they went zero. You know, I just gave a little eyes right just to hold some people, and knowing that I got the safety off the edge, you know, he's untouched, and just got to trust Jimbo to go get open there, and he did, and made a play.
Josh, you went to Dalton two of the first three plays. Was that by design, or just where the ball went?
Just kind of where the ball went. Different options on different pass plays, and obviously want to continue to get him the ball more and get him involved, especially early in the game, you know, and force defenses to really key in on him. So just kind of how it happened.
You heard on the bench tonight, running to the bench. Is that just the way it worked out?
Yeah, hands are okay though. It didn't fall on the hands. Yeah, it just comes up quick sometimes on the sideline when you throw it 1 inch off from the sideline. So yeah, head on a swivel over there.
Josh, what's it like, unfortunately, to see Tua go down like that, another quarterback, and in that way?
Yeah, very sad. That's, you know, the worst part of the game. You know, nothing but love and prayers sending to him and his family, and hopefully everyone's sending those because he's going to need them. And yeah, it's the worst part of the game.
Josh, what can you say about the defense for this team? I mean, they're going through it on that side of the ball with some significant injuries, but to hold that offense to 10 points.
Unbelievable job. And lose TB in the first quarter. Balin comes in. He's the green dot. Makes some plays. J-Mark comes in, makes some plays. You know, you look at the stat sheet. I don't know what our numbers were, but I know we were really low in time of possession, and we were probably really low in total yards, but still managed to put up 31 points, and that means your defense is doing something right. So they had our back tonight, and we're going to need them going forward. And I'm just very proud of how guys stepped up into their roles, and they played together. You know, when you play together like that, you're typically going to have good results.
Josh, going off of that, what does it say about this team on a short week to come out and have that kind of complete performance on both sides of the ball?
Yeah, don't blink mentality, just drop the football, let's play. Got a lot of faith in the guys that we have in this room. You know, I think it starts with our pass rush. You know, Von Miller had some – he looked like Von Miller tonight. You know, that's what I told him. I mean, he had one spin move. He didn't get there, but one spin move, that was pretty scary. You know, and Greg Rousseau out there again making plays. Ed Oliver, you name it. You know, those guys are straining each and every play, and they're working together right now, and we're holding up at the back end. So it's good to see.
Two wins in 5 days with a lot of unknowns a week ago at this time. What have you discovered about this offense?
Well, it's still early, but I'm very proud of the guys, how they're handling it. You know, that the everybody eats approach. We're just trying to find the open guy and get everybody involved. But guys are stepping up to the plate, and they're making plays when their numbers are called. So got to keep working. And again, tonight's a weird one because you get the ball so close to your end zone, three different possessions. You know, it was a fourth down stop. There was two turnovers. We got it over there. So, again, it's not going to be eye-popping numbers on the stat sheet, but when you can put up those type of numbers on the scoreboard, that's all you care about. But, again, as time goes on, there's going to be more opportunity for our guys to go make some plays.
Josh, what can you say about the fans walking off the field with your arms up? That's got to be pretty cool to do that not at Highmark Stadium.
Yeah, I mean, this is a fun one to play at. Our fans travel very well. They travel very well here. And, you know, we appreciate that. We feed off the energy that they give us, so thank you, Bills Mafia.
Did you get a fan, Thomas? Huh? Was there a fan that you told that you had to leave?
Nah.
Did you like a boy at all?
Pre-game, I talked to him a little bit. You know, he's Love that guy.